YMZ Podcast. YMZ Podcast.
Yo, what up, guys? Welcome to our new podcast. We decided to start a new podcast called Talking Tech. Yeah. So we're gonna be doing this podcast every week, just talking about tech, latest trends, and anything that has to do with technology. I'm joined by Karabo and Tabiso. This will be the three of us every week, dropping you some juice on latest tech and all that. Yeah. So are you guys good? Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Are you guys excited for this first podcast?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we are excited for this one.
Number one.
Yeah. So you got it, guys. So every week we're gonna drop podcast. So we're just generally talking about what's new. If there's a new smartphone launched, if there's a new tech that's launched and all that, we're just gonna be discussing that and then breaking down in the show. So for today, we're just gonna be like doing some nice intros about ourselves so that you guys get to know us better. We just guys who love tech and everything that's happening on the internet. So that's why we decided to start this thing, because we've been passionate about this. And Karabo actually is our tech editor on yomzanzi.com. So that's why we need him on this podcast. And Tabiso obviously is the other half of me, so you should expect to hear his voice and mine kind of like similar. We twins, they say that. So it's not like, yeah, that type of thing. So to break it down, we're just gonna go into we're gonna ask Karabo to break it down, like what is everyday essentials, like tech essentials, like what does he carry in his backpack. Yeah, he's like top five gadgets. Yeah. So Karabo, I know you love tech and all that, so it's gonna come as a surprise to some people. It's like, oh yes, you know, because I mean everybody actually has got their own essentials, tech essentials, you know.
True.
I mean, yeah. So yeah. So Tabiso, what's mostly important on your essentials every day?
Obviously my phone.
Your phone.
Which phone? You can't just say phone.
Obviously my iPhone. I'm currently using iPhone 6s. Yeah. I know that's like super old. I mean there's like 7, 8 X, and then
also, why don't you get to an 8 or something?
I'm cool with this one for now, because there isn't really much something that would make me wanna cop maybe 8 or X or XS, you know. So I'm fine with this one, as long as like I'm doing my daily.
Because I've also noticed one thing, you know, people get to tend, I don't know if you guys have seen that, but people get to tend, like when there's a new iPhone or there's a new smartphone, they just tend to upgrade.
Yeah.
They don't fully
major
use
reason,
the features, like the camera. When they talk about the A12 Bionic chip, they don't even understand what's there. They just like, I've got an iPhone 10. I've got, like, they don't really necessarily.
You're just buying the brand. Yeah.
Yes. Is that a bad thing?
No, it's not. I think it's a good thing.
Oh, okay. As long as you've got the money to buy it.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Everybody's benefiting.
Yeah.
Just want to have the latest trends. Everyone wants the latest thing. Something that someone doesn't have.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
Yeah, but it's like, for me, why don't you educate yourself enough about the smartphone? Because obviously, each and every smartphone comes with its own features and everything. I mean, I like what Apple did with, for example, the Apple Watch, the Series 4 that they recently launched. Like, there's a feature there, when one falls, or maybe they're running or something, they fall, the smartwatch actually get to make a call, an emergency call. So those type of features, it's like people don't really get to educate themselves about what's in the smartphone, what features can I use, you know, those type of things. Yeah, they just like go to the camera, take selfies, get on Instagram, Twitter, and then that's all. They don't get to really like go into in depth of like the smartphone. Like, they've got 4K features, they don't even know what's a 4K video type of thing. like, can I use my emojis or animojis and everything, those type of things, you know? Yeah, so that's what I think. So, yeah.
Yeah, but some people do buy what Apple advertises, you know? Apple just do some highlights, this phone is going to do this and this. That's how people cook them, you know? I'm not an Apple fan, so I won't lie. I don't like Apple that much.
Okay.
I think it's restrictive. Okay. They don't give you that freedom that Android has. You know, and Android, you can install anything. You can just build something right now and just run it on your phone.
Okay. You know? But isn't that like being, like sort of, I would just describe it as a smart software type of thing, because as much as you are able to have freedom on Android and everything, with Apple, it gives you the security. That's key. That's number one.
True. Yeah. But yeah. But with Android, there is a security on, you know, Android is really strong security.
Yeah.
It's just that it has that element of freedom.
You know what's the thing I've noticed about Android users? Android users are the most people who pirate music.
Yeah.
Like, you go to people's WhatsApp statuses or whatever, there's less like, they've got Fagaza.com there.
Yeah.
They're playing the latest album of Anati, or they're playing Kespers or AKA.
Or AKA, okay. And then there's MP3.org.net or something like that.
Yeah. While else with Apple users, I mean, I don't download music. I stream music. You understand?
Yeah.
It's very rare for an Android users. I strongly believe that most Android users are just parody music.
Ah, come on, something like that.
It is.
No, the Spotify is among, like, a lot of Spotify users are on.
Okay, I wouldn't say globally. Yes, I wouldn't say globally. I know in the US and all these other states, all these Spotify, other Apple, Android Music Store, Play Store, all those are huge. But I'm just talking about something that I've noticed locally with South Africans
who
are using Android. When you get like, can someone send me the song? I mean, how am I going to send that song from an iPhone to an iPhone? It's impossible. And you don't even get to download music on iPhone and then store it on your phone. That's how smart the software is. That's what I like
it's
about
restrictive.
It.
It's restrictive. I'd say that. Let's say this.
Yeah.
You're an artist. You're creating your own track. You want to play it on your phone. You want to jump it and go and gym with it. Like, go jog with it. How are you going to do it on an iPhone? And you see, it's restrictive. You have to go to your cloud, paste it there and play straight from there. That's a lot of job. It's just drag and drop, man.
But yes, I do get the point that always, or maybe sometimes you'd want that flexibility type of thing. Yes, like, am I able to get this song or this memo and then put it on my phone? But the security does matter. It's important.
True. I think the problem with Android is that it's a lot of glued up technologies. You mean, like, you know, Apple has its own technology, it has its own software, like, that writes apps, so on. It has everything that they own. Android, it's not like that. They have Java, they don't own Java. Oracle owns Java.
Okay.
So it's like a lot of freedom, these glued up things, and these loopholes. Those loopholes, that's when things form out. That's how
but okay, I get that. That's like too much technicality. But no. Yes, it is.
True.
It does make sense to me, but for an end user who sees a beautiful smartphone on a shelf and is buys, they don't care about those. They're like, okay, cool. As long as I can play music, I can take some selfies, and then that's all. Yes. I also like what Samsung recently did with launching the Samsung Pay on, I think it came with the S9?
The latest one, the S9.
I think that's beautiful thing. I would love to see Apple do the same with Apple Pay, you know.
I think they won't do it the same because that one is patented.
Okay.
Yeah, so they can steal the concept. And remember,
but it's fully working in other states.
Yeah, but Apple Pay, this is Samsung Pay. What is it? Is it called Samsung Pay?
Yes, it's called Samsung Pay.
Yeah, I will take Samsung Pay anytime because it's the best.
Yeah, no, it comes pre-installed on the phone, on the S9.
They bought it from another company. It was a separate company that used to do that. So they just bought the whole company and implemented the whole thing in the phones.
But that Apple does offer the same, and it's functioning and it's working.
I'd say like one-on-one, Apple Pay doesn't stand a chance.
Of growing?
They can grow, but they need to be implemented in. With this Samsung Pay, there's no need for implementation. The same machines that work, they just work.
Yeah, I see. For me, I just think I don't know how what's holding them back to globally launch it and everything, but for me, if I feel like any other software or any other technology has arrived in South Africa, then it means it has simply launched like all over the world. That type of thing, you know. I know Apple Pay is not working in South Africa yet. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, and yeah, as an official rolled out.
That's the problem with Apple Pay, right? They need to be implemented in.
We'll see how it goes and everything. Yeah. So going back to your daily essentials and everything. Yeah. Tell us about your daily essentials that you roll with every day.
Yeah, my daily essentials.
Let's start with the smartphone.
Which
smartphone
is your choice? Rocking Nokia 3 right now. Okay. I'd love to rock the latest Nokia.
Okay.
But I'm rocking this one. I love it.
Whoever thought about a Nokia?
No. listen. You know I'm rocking this Nokia.
Okay.
It was an introduction to Android. Okay. It's like me coming from iOS.
Okay, what were you using before?
I was using what is it? iPhone something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Something. You were an iPhone user.
I was an Dicor, like.
Were you loving it?
I was there, man.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's like the freedom wasn't there anymore, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
so are you loving the change now with Android and everything?
It was the hardest. The change was the hardest.
Okay.
Like from coming from Apple to Android, don't even try it, man.
Yeah. Why?
It's the hardest. Like everything is just seems like, you know, Android is complicated. In
I have actually I'm a fully an iPhone user. I don't want to lie. I don't know what's going to convince me to use an Android smartphone or anything that's on Android. Yeah, I'm fully a lover of Apple. Yeah, so I've I think for a week or two I've used an Android. I don't remember which smartphone was this. Yeah. But it was so horrible, the experience. I tried to, you know, when you get notifications, you like get tons of those notifications there when you slide at the top. You like, you don't even know, like, it's just, for me, I feel like everything is just everywhere. I just like how Apple is just so simple. Like, you know what, this and this and this. With Android, I know some, for a person who uses it often, would say this is the simplest thing. But for me, I feel like, yo, it's like everything is just everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're enjoying it, right?
I love it.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? You know what convinced me? You know what? You know why I changed? Because I'm a coder.
Okay.
So I wanted to write my own apps.
Okay.
And just run them on my phone. Or,
yeah.
So I couldn't do that with an iOS.
Okay.
That's why I went to an Android. So I wanted to start a phone.
Okay.
So Nokia 3 was their phone.
I see.
And I still like it. Like, yeah. I don't know.
I see. So tell me, so why do you prefer your iPhone all the time and no Android type of thing? Would you use an Android? Would you want to try it?
Nah, I don't think I'll ever use Android. I'm cool with my iPhone. Yeah.
Okay.
So far I'm loving everything like that I'm doing with my iPhone, and it gives me like lot of options to achieve whatever I want to achieve. Yeah.
Okay, so it's a no for you for Android.
It's offending
so Android. No to Android.
I'm not.
Are you saying you'll never?
I'm not.
Don't even say never, man. You can use it. It's a nice operating system.
I've had an Android device before, but it wasn't perfect, it wasn't perfect for me, you know.
Oh, yeah.
On a daily use to use it and everything, you know.
Yeah.
And I think the problem was maybe with that certain device that I was using, because time to time when I was using it, there was some Google Ads flashing on my screen.
You used to complain about it
for not, like, I don't know where those ads are coming from, you know.
Yeah,
so I was like, maybe this is a kind of problem with Android or whatever, you know.
No, blame Android.
And then the next thing, my data, and then the next thing, I'm complaining about my battery. So it was just like a lot of things that were going on which I didn't understand.
I see.
So yeah, for me, I'm cool with what I'm with iPhone for now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then okay, Karabo, back to you. Besides the smartphone, now that we're done, we know that you're an Android hardcore. Yeah. Tabiso is an iPhone hardcore. So what other essentials do you around your backpack on every day?
My laptop.
Okay.
My laptop.
Okay. So are you saying that because now you're not using an iPhone, you're definitely not gonna hop in an iMac or
a
MacBook on your
never
on your on
maybe
your,
in
on
the
your
coffin desktop. Maybe if I die you can just drop one there.
Are you saying you're a Windows fan?
Windows fan for life, man.
2018, guys.
I'm all about freedom.
Windows fans, what are you saying?
All about freedom, just downloading and installing anything, like. Did you see the freedom I'm talking about?
No, I do understand everything that you talk because I've been there, I've used some of those things, but let's not also disregard Apple devices. Mac and everything. Yeah.
As long as you guys are not disregarding Android, yeah. Then you're not gonna have a problem.
And we gotta understand that for some users it's not even about that kind of freedom is just about, like I said, some people just like, I just want the latest MacBook. Okay, cool, I got a MacBook, I can type, I can send emails, I can send music, I can play music, I can watch a series, that's all they care about. And true, they don't really like, can I code on this thing, can I put this kind of software and use it for my own, those type of things, you know. Yeah. for some users it's like as simple as that. Yeah,
I think it goes with what you want it for, you know. You just buy it for what you want it for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. And then what's more on your backpack? It can be your phone and your laptop.
Those are the most important ones. I can just leave the rest.
Okay. And then which gaming device would you prefer? I know I've been enjoying the Nintendo Switch. Because it's easier to travel with every day. Yeah. So whenever I'm like, I'm waiting at a restaurant, waiting for my meal, or I'm just in a cab on an Uber, you know, I can just take it out and then just play some games just to beat time and all that, you know. That's what I like about the Nintendo Switch, you know. And I've heard that 2 is coming. I haven't just checked the release date or is it next year or something, but I just love the Nintendo because it's the Nintendo Switch. It's such a cool gaming console. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what Nintendo did? Mm. Nintendo, they did something like anybody couldn't do in the gaming
industry.
They had to bridge this handheld, you know, holding your and playing your games.
Remember PlayStation had something.
PSP, they had a PSP.
Yes. What happened to that? PlayStation Portable, right?
Yeah, something like that.
I remember. That's a classic, actually. Yeah, yeah, that was like a very classic, yeah. But what's stopping them? Would do you think Sony would bring that back?
Nah, they wouldn't.
I think they will. Nintendo won,
man.
Yeah, but for me, I feel like if Sony were to bring the portable again, it would kill the market. Still, believe me.
Because
I mean on the thing with Nintendo Switch is like, it's okay, but You're only playing like your Nintendo related type of games. I know there's FIFA there. There's no GTA yet.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto fans, hardcore fans, nothing yet. Okay, Fortnite, obviously. Everyone is a buzz Fortnite. Everyone is there, you know. Yeah. Super Mario, it's all over the Nintendo Switch and all that there. But for me, I felt like if PlayStation were to bring back their portable gaming console, they will shut down.
I think the problem wasn't there. I think the PSP was nice. I think the ecosystem, it wasn't ready. Meaning what?
Mm-hmm.
They want gaming companies, like programming companies, willing to write games it. Because you need companies to write games for your platform.
I get you.
I think they weren't ready, so that's why it died.
And maybe also they're trying to diverge their market to buy, you know, your normal PS4.
True.
You know, gaming consoles, your, and all that, you know. I think maybe that's what the main focus is, you know. Yeah, because they obviously doing well, you know. PlayStation is probably everyone's choice and everything. Not sure about Xbox, you know. Yeah.
Oh, it's big
even
too.
Some people love Xbox. I know there are hardcore Xbox one. Yeah.
It's of course everywhere.
Yeah. So which one would you go with? Xbox, PlayStation.
If I had to pick amongst the two, I'd pick Xbox.
Man. Xbox.
Yeah, I played it. It's nice. I think it all goes with graphics between the two.
Okay.
The fight is there.
Yeah.
The fight is between graphics.
Yeah.
How the games show and stuff.
Okay.
Like.
Are you also a FIFA fan?
Oh. Okay. No, I'm not. Just joking. I'm not a FIFA fan.
Okay. Which game would you play day and night on your PS?
Game.
Yeah. Okay. FIFA? No, no.
I'm the worst at FIFA. No, I'm the worst.
I get that. You know, it's actually surprising when you see guys playing FIFA and you guys like, I don't know FIFA. They'll be like, what? Where on earth are you? Because everyone is about on FIFA. That FIFA vibe and all that, you know. Yeah. So it's pretty amazing when you get that. Like, I don't know what's happening on FIFA. You know.
Yeah.
I know everyone lately is about Fortnite. You know. Yeah. Oh, all the cool kids are on Fortnite. Right. Yeah. I try to play the game. Oh, it's confusing. You know, I'm not even fine. Everything. I'm like on the beginner level for me. Yeah, I'm on the beginner level. Yeah.
Talking about the company, Fortnite, man, yeah. is making hella money.
Yeah, they are.
It's in the billions right now as you speak. So yeah. They really achieved what nobody ever achieved.
Yeah, no, the game killed it, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, everyone's like, no, that's a good game actually. Yeah. Tabi, so which game would you prefer playing any other time? Don't say Grand Theft Auto.
Gran Turismo. Gran Turismo.
Yeah. I own the Nintendo Switch, so I was enjoying the Super Mario. I was enjoying the Street Fighter 2.
Those are classics.
Those are classics. Yeah. I was enjoying also. What's it called? Okay, yeah, let me just say those two for now.
We're not gamers.
But I would love to see GTA Grand Theft Auto on Nintendo.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe in coming year or
yeah,
maybe
that would
two.
Be very
yeah,
very,
that would
very
be dope,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think now cuz they're launching Nintendo 2. Yeah, maybe that's good. They're going to upgrade the software, maybe the functionality and everything, you know. Yeah. So I think that's a very cool gaming console for me. Yeah, yeah.
So let's talk about Apple. What happened yesterday, man? I know they launched
something. Oh yes, Apple. They launched two iPad Pros. They launched what else? No, they updated. Remember they had a Mac Mini, but they left it like go to the bed and they didn't. Yeah. So they recently updated. They pumped up the processor, SSD, and then they also put on some HDMI. You know. So I think, and it's very, very much affordable. I saw that the pricing in dollars is like $799. So the conversion would be probably around maybe 10, 11 in South Africa. So I think that's not really bad, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really bad. You're excluding transportation. You're also excluding.
I get that, but when it arrives, when it's gonna arrive in iStore in South Africa, it's not going to be as bad as it sounds, you know, cause
yeah.
it's, I'm like, I hope it's gonna get to South Africa. I hope. Yeah.
What do you mean? It's gonna get hope.
Yeah, no,
isn't it gonna come?
No, I think it's gonna come. I think it's gonna come. And also, what did they launch again? Oh, the new, MacBook, the 13 inch. Yeah.
Oof.
Yes. Yeah. Cause if you notice, a lot of people actually for 2018 have bought a bunch of MacBook Air, the 13 inch. That's where everyone has been jumping. Whenever I go to a place where like your Starbucks, whenever I just see everyone has got on that 13 inch MacBook Air.
True.
Because that's the most affordable. It's like 14, 15 grand on the price. Yeah. And I saw the one that they launched. They've pumped it up with a Retina display. That's the most affordable MacBook Air with a Retina display. Actually.
Wait.
Yeah.
Can you appreciate Apple for a moment? These guys are selling like close to 6, 7, 8 products and they're a trillion dollar company.
Damn.
How is that possible?
Damn.
Not even car companies are selling at this range.
Yeah.
How is that even possible?
Yeah. I think maybe it's because of the variety of their
products.
Yes,
products, yeah.
Because for someone you would want to have everything Apple. You would want an iPhone. You would want a MacBook, you would want an iMac on your desktop.
iPad?
It's like those type of things. The watch, you know, Apple Watch, you know.
Insane.
Yeah. So I think everyone is just flexing on that Apple thing. Yeah.
And
so,
expensive. Let's not forget that.
They are expensive, but for me, I feel like it's worth it some way, somehow. What do you think?
I don't think it's justified. I think it's like this. Like, they make...
Yeah.
Product for 20% and they charge you 80%. There's no justification there for it.
I do get what you're saying, but for me, I like compared to any other products like your Samsung, your Huawei, your other, I get the price thing, but for me, I just feel like as a person who admires their products, their technology, their software and everything, I'm not really complaining about the price. I'm not complaining about it. Because it's also another thing, because you get to understand, like, people just care about what they can afford. Yes, that's not wrong, because you gotta think of your pocket, of which it's totally not wrong, you know? Yeah.
True.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's see how, because I think it's launching on the 7th of November. That's like in a week or so, yeah. So let's see how it goes and how well people will receive, because I don't think a lot of people really were hyped up about the latest iPhones, the 10X and the 10X Max, yeah, because they are very, very expensive.
Yeah. Too close. They're just too close. It's like the same RAM, the same everything.
Yeah, they're very expensive. No, just like I said, it's like it's up to you. What do you want to use it for? Are you using it for the camera? Are you just using it as a normal smartphone user? You know, that type of thing. Yeah. So let's see how it goes. So yeah, guys, I think we've pretty much chopped it down for our first episode of the podcast. So this is just how we're just gonna be doing it. Yeah. So thank you, Garabo, for breaking us down and then letting us know that you're an hardcore Android user.
And Windows.
and Windows. In 2018, guys. You know, but this guy is not even thinking about, you know.
Come on.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. So thanks, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Feel free to drop your comments on social media. YMZ Tech Talk. Hashtag, let us know your comments, what you think about the stuff that we chatted about. And then, are you a smartphone user who's into pricing, who's into software, who's into just buying? Let us know what your thoughts are. Yeah, this is the first talk with Tabiso and Garabo. So yeah.
We
are.